producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Iranian people have a proud history and are filled with extraordinary potential. But chanting death to America does not create jobs or make Iran more secure.
The president speaks. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And yes, that's where we begin. It's been a wild week and a half, hasn't it been? With a lot of interesting addresses at the UN, including the fact that there is conversation about Vladimir Putin's talk and whether or not the president stole the thunder, perhaps, of the president from Russia. Obama talking about defense and his foreign policy legacy being questioned. So Obama slams Putin and the Republicans at the UN. That was just a little slice of what the Prez had to say. You're going to hear more throughout the show as this was his day to speak, and he certainly was not the only one. It was a day, really, of presidents, and Obama slammed adversaries in Russia and Syria, and even political foes at home, which you heard there, while defending the use of diplomacy over force. At time, his speech was defensive, and at other times, his speech was perhaps a little bit, as it was described to me, a little bit accusatory for what it's worth. I think in listening to it, which I did, I kind of got the sense that, well, he was, you know, making his mark, if you will, as some of the other presidents were doing the very same thing. So I don't know so much if it was more about legacy or it was more about grabbing the jugular while you could with the presence of Vladimir Putin. Either way, there was nothing that was being backed out of what the president said. It was pretty clear that he just charged full speed ahead. And this is the UN, and that's usually what happens, let's face it. It's the open door for, okay, here's my 7 points, and here's the 7 ways I disagree with you. But what is more interesting is that Obama and Putin had their first formal meeting in 2 years. The United States said on Monday it was willing to cooperate with Russia. So how about that? That was part of what you could have taken away from it. And they agreed to look for a diplomatic end to the Syrian civil war. It was a 90-minute meeting, Obama and Putin, saying that their armed forces should hold talks to avoid coming into conflict. Because, of course, we know there's been a Russian military buildup over the last couple of weeks. And we were the bombers. The U.S., France, other allied countries are bombing ISIS and have been doing that for over a year, hitting certain neighborhoods. Of course, ISIS is trying to use the people as weapons, which in trying to draw out attacks that would hit them instead. So in this conversation, Putin told reporters afterwards that Russia was pondering what more it could do to support Syrian government and Kurdish forces against ISIS, and that we're looking at what we could do extra to support those who are in the battlefield and fighting with terrorists, that there's an opportunity to work on joint problems together. Now, as for the U.S., a U.S. official, not Obama, but a U.S. official who, of course, was anonymous, told reporters after the meeting the Russians understood the importance of there being a political resolution to the conflict in Syria and there being some sort of a process that pursues a political resolution. So after all that gobbledygook, what does it come down to? It comes down to this. People are fleeing, people are being killed, people are being pushed off buildings and beheaded, and heinous, ridiculous, outrageous, ridiculous doesn't even cover it, outrageous crimes against humanity are happening. So what do we do to cut off the head of this slippery snake recruiting right here in the U.S.? I say anything they can. Putin said there was no alternative to cooperating with Assad's military to fight ISIS. And in fact, there should be a broader international anti-terrorist coalition. I know. What do you think? And what do you think the United States' role is in all of this? Remember, there were Americans killed like James Foley. We talked to one of his friends from college. In fact, you can see it, or listen to it, rather, if you go to americatonight.net, what you missed, it's there. And I think it was one of the saddest things I ever heard. He was a journalism major at Northwestern, desperately wanted to make a difference in the world, put himself right in the middle of some conflicts, and was kidnapped, and the rest is history. ISIS should pay. ISIS should not be allowed to thrive. But it's easy for me to say that. What is the solution ultimately? Did we blow it where we could have stomped it out in the beginning? By the way, the French president, Francois Hollande, and the Turkish prime minister both reject the possibility of allowing Assad to stay. Because that's the other part of this. The Russians must have some sort of agreement. Okay, if they're going to be involved, then Assad stays. Do we really want Assad to stay? Think poisonous gas. Think what he was doing to his own people. The biological weapon that was turned on his own people before all of this exploded. So, more humanitarian crimes. That's what Assad committed in the first place. And Syria has always been one of those prickly kind of places. So what is Russia really trying to do? Anyway, that's just one place that we've docked here at the beginning of America Tonight. There are several others that we will hit up, including the latest poll, NBC, Wall Street Journal. You might be shocked to learn some of what they uncovered. Even though it's a small sampling, does it tell us anything? And then the government, defund plan, Parenthood or not. Governor Kasich, running for president from Ohio, says fight like crazy to defund Planned Parenthood, but don't close the government down. Is it either or? And if it is either or, what do you think should happen? 855-266-5283. I'm going to throw out those digits again. 855-266-5283. Or shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Checking the mail, taking your calls, and all that sort of stuff next.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Walks barely down the street with a pre-pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of the seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet strip. It's the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone.
Coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag. Kate D. hanging out with you. How you be at the start of this week, America and beyond our borders? You can throw in your thoughts on Boehner, who should step in to replace him, maybe your fantasy choice versus what we have. Kevin McCarthy is the guy who probably gets the nod, the congressman from California. Did you know how he got his money? He won the lottery. Started a sandwich shop. The rest is history. He will take a conservative bent and walk that plank, I think, the plank that Boehner is talking about that's so dicey. Boehner resigns at the end of the month. He is done, period, in Congress. And now it's all about who's going to step in to fill those shoes. And also, we've got a new poll out that I'm going to dive into, too, along the way. Wall Street Journal, NBC poll showing some interesting twists in who we would elect right now. Think about this. If Donald Trump were to get the nomination, if boom, tomorrow, that's it. This is it. Got to pick whoever the nominee is for the Republicans. Look, it would have to be Trump. But who does he run with? Who's his VP? I said I think it'd be Ted Cruz. Grim, hello.
Oh, boy, politics, politics, politics.
I know.
Well, you know, ever since Friday, the air's been fresher, things taste better.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when you get a prayer, answering a prayer, thank God for prayers. But Kate, when are you going to talk about, update us about the cheerleaders for the NFL?
Yeah, you know what? The cheerleaders still haven't, I can tell you about the cheerleaders, because you're right, we did have one of the attorneys on representing a cheerleader in the fight to get more money. It's ridiculous what they get paid and then what they go through. Granted, oh, wow, I get to be a cheerleader for the Cowboys or the Raiders or the Chiefs.
And pay my own way, yeah.
Yeah, and pay my own way, which is so crazy when you think about it. And so far, they're in a holding pattern, but it looks like it may go in their favor, some of the ones that filed suit, so we'll see.
Well, I see that they don't have as much coverage as they normally have since this. And I was Nightline tonight, and there's a new movie coming out about concussions that Hollywood's making, and they were talking about, you know, these tragic deaths we had here recently in high school football. And you got to look to the top of the tier, you know, and work your way down with that stuff, especially, you know, local levels, because they make big bucks, and now they spend a lot of money trying to make themselves look like NFL.
I agree.
Stadiums. And the young kids, they're pushed to the limits because, you know, the coaches stress from the school board. You know what I'm getting at. Money,
yeah,
money, 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 money.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it ends up down at the end of the line, instead of them out there having fun, they're being pushed to their limits.
Yes. You're right. Absolutely. Crazy.
And they're brainwashed to the point that, you know, when they do get in the NFL, that's all they really, you know, understand. And half of them, you know, are CEOs and stuff like this, which, you know, I'm wondering about all them brain injuries. I'm getting on a Ford kick there, but, you know, it's just the money they spend just to get them through life is ridiculous, and average people suffer. And it's all about a money game.
It is all about it. It is all about the money game, isn't it?
And
it
wherever is. Wherever you go, politics, you know, I mean, if it wouldn't been for the fact that we supplied Israel and then turn around and supplied Iran with weapons at the same time, we wouldn't have the mess we have over there.
Yeah, I agree.
I kind of blame ourselves for that, but not the working class, the politicians and the gun runners. It's just...
Everybody else, yeah. The underbelly.
Yeah, well, our own undoing, right, Kate?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. You're 100% right. Absolutely, 100% right. You know,
and the Democrats don't see that with this immigration.
Oh, boy, immigration has been so costly. Oh, so costly. If only laws were enforced, we can't go back in a time machine. We wouldn't have the mess we have, because you never would have had the numbers. That's the number one thing. Even if you had, you know, even if you had some people, because, of course, you'd always have some people that would get through, you would never have had the outrageous numbers that we see.
No. Those people would love to go back to their country if it was underneath the same kind of rule we have here.
Yeah.
Laws.
Yep.
And
I
wouldn't mind visiting their countries. When I was in the Army, I had several older Army people that told me the Middle East was such a fun place. All the cafes, you know, in Beirut, you know, before it started getting blown up.
Boy, I heard that the other day. I heard that the other day from somebody. I was at a friend's house, and she had these cool plates. And I said, "Where are those plates from?" Beirut. I said, "Beirut." Yeah, my family used to go there. They said it was the most beautiful place ever before all of what happened. I said, "You're kidding." She said, "No." They even thought about at one time sort of living over there for, you know, half of the year and then coming back to the U.S. Not now, but this was years ago.
Well, you know, it's funny how as you get older, the wisdom and the truth comes to light, isn't it?
Yep. It sure is. And you saying that just ignited that conversation, reminded me of that conversation just a few days ago, and these beautiful plates. And I couldn't believe it when she said that. I was just like, wow, you got to be kidding me. I would have never guessed that. Of course not. Wow. It's too bad.
And, you know, Congress in military uniforms and put them on a boat and send them over there to fight the war.
Yeah. I mean, think about this, too. ISIS, you know, ISIS is destroying some incredible treasures. Yeah, the history, from biblical history. It's like unbelievable some of the things that are just getting knocked down, blown up, and nobody's doing anything about it.
2,000 years before biblical history.
Yeah.
Babylon.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, so crazy that that just happens and nothing is done, because, of course, we care about the human life, but it's just part and parcel for the world we live in now. How'd we get here? I thought we were talking about sports.
Yeah, we were, and, that's just it. They're out to defeat it, too.
Boy, that's true. That's why when people say, well, who cares about sports? Well, we care about sports, because we live in the United States of America, and part of the freedoms we enjoy include to listen to whatever kind of music we want to listen to, like sports or don't like certain sports, or choose to read a million books, whatever it is. That's the brilliance of being here, and that's why people fought so we could have freedom to live the way we want to live.
Build character.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Great conversation as always, Grim. Sometimes it is grim in the conversation, and then we come out on the other side. We're going to boot our mailbag, because I don't want to shortchange all the emails that came in, to the other side and talk about some of the things that you talked about in your emails. But it is an interesting point. It's like we just had Monday Night Football, and I love it when people get on me and say, well, who cares about football, or who cares about this? First of all, only a tiny chunk of this show is ever devoted in that direction. And second of all, that's the deal. The deal is, that's the brilliance, again, of living in the United States. You and I don't have to agree on a movie, a book, a way we spend our free time. But, man, I will fight for your freedom to do what it is you want to do, as long as it's not outrageously, ridiculously breaking the law. But you know what I'm saying? That's the best part about being here, that we don't have radio that's pumped in behind our heads as we sit on a couch somewhere that's state-run, where we have no choices in flipping the dial. You don't have that in North Korea. You don't have that in China. You don't have that in some borderline countries. But we do. We come and go as we please, if you think about it. And if it weren't for 9/11, it still would be a much different world. Let's put it that way. Because that catapulted us into a different direction. Remember the days when you'd go to the airport and it's like somebody would drop you off and they would barely even pull the car over? You would just sort of jump out of the car and run to the gate. Not what we have to go through now, that's for sure. Mailbag coming up around the bend.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Everybody, Kate Dillon in America tonight. Do what you want to do. Going back to that freedom. You know, it's funny, just for a second before we head to the mailbag, I started to think about that a little bit after that quick conversation with our pal, Grimm. And, you know, because I've traveled other places, as many of you have, whether you served or traveled for fun or for whatever reason, it made me think about this. Just the other day, when we look at anniversaries, because history is always about, you know, history's bound to repeat itself. You look back at history. And you remember the Boston Massacre. Remember the Revolutionary Guard and how they were, the sentiment. And their network of committees of correspondence, as they were called. The no taxation without representation that could be heard all over the place, thanks to people like Sam Adams, who said, once they lose their virtue, they'll be ready to surrender their liberties to be the first external or internal invader. To the first external or internal invader. And that's why Sam Adams was known as the father of the American Revolution, because he called for the first Continental Congress. He signed the Declaration of Independence, saying that we've explored the temple of royalty and found that the idol we have bowed down to has eyes which see not, ears that hear not our prayers, and a heart like neither millstone. we have this day restored the sovereign to whom alone all men ought to be obedient. He reigns in heaven. And then he went on to say, I think, many other interesting things that included, we fled from the political Sodom. Let us not look back. We may with humility of soul cry out, not unto us, but to thy name be praise. So think about that. And, you know, it's interesting, too, with lineage, Sam Adams, you know who his second, you know who his cousin was, the second president of the United States, of course, John Adams. But Sam Adams was one of those guys that believe. And thank goodness he did, because that's where we trace back the roots to our country. All right, enough of the history lesson. Let's head to the mailbag. Blue's Clues. Boy, that brings back memories. Oh, for those of you who know Blue's Clues. Okay, how about this one? This one is from Joey, who says, Kate, nobody nailed the score. Bummer. You think someone will nail it this week? Joey, if I could look into a crystal ball and predict the future, I would pick the Powerball numbers coming up this week. I have no clue. But nobody did nail the score of the Tampa Bay Houston Texans game. You are 100% right on that, my friend. 19-9. My guess was nowhere near what it was. I did not expect that kind of a game. I mean, that's the NFL, though. And that's why I tell all of you, call in or send in a guess, because you don't have to know anything about football anyway. Keno numbers, lottery numbers. You just tell me what team you think is going to win and what the final score is. Boom, bada bing. That's it. So simple. By the way, since you brought up football, Aaron Rodgers, 333 yards. 5 TDs. Let me say that again. 5 TDs. So the Packers with a 38-28 win over the Chiefs to cap off the week that was in the NFL, and we head into week 4. Do you believe it? Yeah, week 4 already. Here's one from Kathy, who says, Kate, good riddance to John Boehner. I thought he was a weepy creepy. Seriously. He was weak, without a doubt, as the Speaker of the House. Might be a nice man, might have had the best intentions, might have went to Washington and done a few good things in the beginning, but he really fell apart at the end when we needed him most. You have to have more than a spine to be the Speaker of the House. Let's hope the next one is a lot better. Well, you know, there are potential speakers. We assume, and maybe we shouldn't assume, you know what they say about assuming, that it's this House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California, but maybe not, even though he's got a lot of backing. Maybe Paul Ryan, the congressman from Wisconsin. Maybe Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio. Maybe Pete Roxham from Illinois. I'll give you another name I heard today. I heard Raul Labrador, Republican from Idaho. He is a third-termer. He's known for immigration. He's a critic of Boehner and other House leaders. He made a sort of a challenge to McCarthy for leader last year when then Majority Leader Eric Cantor of Virginia quit Congress after losing his nomination, his renomination. He would be the first Republican House leader of Puerto Rican heritage and the first Mormon to be in leadership. I don't think he stands much of a chance, though, compared to McCarthy. I really think McCarthy, it's his to lose. I'd be so surprised if he didn't get it. I mean, it's possible, but it doesn't seem likely. Now I think it's a question of who succeeds him. Let's put it that way. All right, here's another one. This one is from Pepper. I like that name, Pepper. It's got to be a nickname. Pepper says, Kate, the Pope was here. He came, he went. I agree with you. I heard on tape that you said the Pope finally addressed victims who had been abused, and I think it's great that he met with them. Not in his error, but still his responsibility for the lingering problems that continue and for the feelings of the people who were brutally violated, especially in the trust category. I mean, you don't have to sell it to me. Anything with kids, are you kidding me? I said that it'd be a swing and a miss if he didn't at some point address that. He waited until Philly to do that and did meet with a handful of people, which I think is a good thing. It goes a long way to perhaps healing, too. Definitely. Absolutely. So absolutely. Bravo. We move on to this one. This one is from Ken, who says, hey, Kate, did you hear the deal about the president moving to try to close the last U.S. uranium plant? What in the world is that administration thinking? Well, the Department of Energy has said that it's going to end that project in Piketon, Ohio, at the end of September, which is now, a couple days from now, saying that notices were issued to 235 workers. Their jobs are in jeopardy because we've concluded that continued support from the federal government has a limited remaining value. Now, the guy who represents that area, Brad Wenstrup, did say, I heard this earlier in the day, that while they're greenlighting uranium enrichment in Iran and they're legitimizing what's going on with the centrifuges, they're shutting down production in America. Boy, that is true, isn't it? Oh, sure, you want to just have nuclear power, go for it. But not here. We're not going to do that here. We have to shutter our programs. I mean, it's just that's the point. Why are you saying one thing and then doing another? Little known factoid, I'll throw it out. I know I'm veering off of the email, but the U.S. produced 50% of the supply, the global supply, of enriched uranium less than 20 years ago. Now, 10% of the global supply. Russia, France, the U.K., Germany, Holland pick up most of the world's enriched uranium. And as we know, France, this is what they really operate on. So the idea that we lose our capability to enrich uranium seems weak to me. I'm stunned by that, especially if we're that low and this is it. I think this is a reverse. This has to be reversed. It's very, very short-sighted. If only for the fact that we need to be able to produce it. And think about it. Get rid of it. How long to get another plant up and going should we need it? All right, stay with us. We're kicking it over the fence, and I'll meet you on the other side.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Let's remember how this started. Assad reacted to peaceful protests by escalating repression and killing that in turn created the environment for the current strife. And so Assad and his allies can't simply pacify the broad majority of a population who've been brutalized by chemical weapons and indiscriminate bombing. Yes, realism dictates that compromise will be required to end the fighting and ultimately stamp out ISIL. But realism also requires a managed transition away from Assad and to a new leader.
That was the president at the UN focusing on Syria and where we are as far as Syria is concerned and where we should be, according to the president. It's interesting because after speaking at the UN, he and Vladimir Putin met. There was a lot of discussion, obviously, about Syria. That was really the big conversation. And the two had not met in 2 years. So we know there had been a sort of a cold war going on in a different sense between Putin and Obama. And because both are in New York and both were there at the UN, it made sense that they were going to have that conversation, and they did have that conversation. All right, I want to have some fun at the tail end of this hour. I mean, even though Obama, by the way, slammed Putin and the Republicans at the UN. And in fact, before I dive into the fun part, although this might be fun for some of you, Putin absolutely stole a little thunder of Obama's at the UN because he showed up for the first time in a decade. So let me at least mention that if I'm mentioning some numbers here. And while our president offered all kinds of justification for his particular policies, it was very different from Putin, who was looking for those openings, who was criticizing U.S. interventions. His message at the podium was that U.S. interventions and unilateralism have backfired in the Middle East. It's time to try something new. Just right off the bat, that's what he said. And it definitely, at one point, he talked about the U.S. involved in Iraq and Libya, which he said fostered a power vacuum filled with extremists and terrorists, which there is some truth to that. And then he said, do you realize now what you've done? Do you realize now what you've done? That's what he said. So he took a big, big, fat, juicy swing at Obama, really. He called for a conference and then a resolution to reorient strategy against ISIS, even though many believe the real idea is to prioritize attacks against rebels opposed to Assad, because that's the other part of that, and then to stop U.S. aspirations in the area. And, of course, the president has, our president, hasn't shown that he wants to be embroiled in that. So it was kind of interesting. There was a lot of chess moves going on. Let's put it that way. But the president was more on the defense. And was he defending his legacy, because this is it for him, less than 2 years to go? I mean, his time is winding down fast. And so now that's what it's about. What's coming next? How are you remembered? How will history portray President Obama? Okay, let's move on to some other things, as I said. Let's skedaddle with something a little fun. I like to call it news you can abuse. We used to do this all the time. Because, dang it, we need a break, right? We need a break from everything that's heavy. Once in a while. So I searched and I scoured and I looked all over the place. Is that good enough? For stuff that I thought was interesting, obscure, or just crazy weird. And boy, when I moved these fossils, I found some really crazy, weird stuff. I did. Including a man using a lighter to burn a spider. Using a lighter to burn a spider. Have you ever done that? I can't take complete credit for this because somebody sent me this link, but this is why it's significant. Okay, so he used a lighter to burn a spider near a fuel door, and it led to a horrific fire at a gas station in Detroit. Duh. What are you thinking? Afraid of spiders? Move away. So, arachnophobia, forget about it. He caused a full-on fire by lighting, by pitting that lighter. He's lucky. he escaped being injured and burned. And that his car didn't really have much damage, but the gas pump, boom, destroyed. Luckily, a clerk shut off the pump indoors and then called the fire department. But the call is crazy. And on the surveillance video, you can see you can hear the person asking, is that a spider in there? Then the video shows flames erupting along the side of the car, the pump and even the pavement. But the man got out of the way. No worries about that spider. Spider's gone too. Thanks for pulling out your lighter at a gas station. Do you ever go to a gas station and people are lighting up cigarettes and you think, oh, wow, really? Where's that pump? You know, was there any chance of a spark escaping before they are pumping gas? Of course there's a chance of that. You're going to love this. Would a wax pope have fooled you? Let's put it this way. The cops were scrambling after a wax pope fooled some New Yorkers. Yes, it's true. It happened just last week. Hours before he was supposed to arrive in town, Pope Francis was spotted waving from the back of a white convertible, cruising down Fifth Avenue with no security. Thankfully, a quick call to people in the know confirmed that it was, yes, in fact, New Yorkers being punked with a life-size wax figurine that was 4 months in the making. However, police wanted to make sure it was for the museum because police pulled the car over. They were concerned about it, confusing people. Can you imagine if somebody took some kind of a shot at the wax thing? Whoops. It looks very real, I have to say. Really, really, really real. I think I would have fallen for it. Walking down the street, look over my shoulder. There's the Pope. There's the Pope. I see it. I see it. Hey, if you and I went to Harvard, guess what? They would let us rent for our dorms, because of course we have nothing else to do. They would let us rent masterpieces of Pablo Picasso's, Andre Matisse's, and Andy Warhol's. Yeah. It's a student rental program. It's run by the Harvard Art Museum, and students living in Harvard housing can pay $50 to rent an original print. Would you rent an original print? Would you spend that money and put it on your wall in your dorm? I gotta say, not so much. Thanks for listening.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.